Hello, you are listening to WMUC Digital, College Park. My name is Noah, and Noises from the Crypt is about to start. Before that, we're going to listen to a little PSA, and then, you know, we'll be ready to get into the metal. So here we go. Here's a little PSA.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit a health center and be a healthier TERP.
All right, there was our PSA, and now it is officially time for Noises from the Crypt, episode 5, the last episode of the semester. I think I can speak for everyone here when I'm saying it's been a stressful week. You know, finals, not fun, but they're almost over. I personally only have one left. And then it's time for break, which is nice, but also sad because we're not going to be on campus. But either way, today I think we should just listen to some awesome metal and let the stress from finals go away. So first up is awesome stoner sludge metal band called Sleep with their song Dragonaut. This is off their 1992 album, Sleep's Holy Mountain. I don't really think they need any more introduction. So let's just get straight into the music. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
right. That was When the Sun Drank the Weight of Water by legendary Finnish death metal band Demolik. If you like death metal and you haven't heard that album, what are you doing? One of the most important albums ever, frankly. I don't think I'm really saying much. I don't think there's anybody that's listening to this show that hasn't heard that album. Hopefully. If you haven't, you know, fix yourself. Yeah, 1994. Insane album for 1994. So important for all tech death to come, all disso death to come. Absolutely legendary album. And the band members didn't even, the main songwriter didn't even know it was, like, important until way later, which I think is hilarious. They broke up before they even got the chance to tour that record, I'm pretty sure. Awesome story. Anyways, I'm not going to talk about it. There's a great Bandcamp Weekly article on it, if you look it up. Anyways, up next, we have another legendary death metal band. This time it's a legendary brutal death metal band. This is a Cerebral Hemorrhage off their song, and I'm gonna play their song Resulting in Homicide. This song is probably one of my favorite songs there, because it has this awesome weird, like, clean jazzy section in the middle of it that I haven't heard many other bands do something similar to. So let's get into it. Great song, great times. This is WMUC, a great radio station. Here we go. Unconscious, living as well as you were.
comrades. I'm my own god. My own jury. My own executioner.
Right, that was The Web by one of my favorite metal bands ever, Neurosis, off of their 1991 album, Souls at Zero. That's one of my favorite Neurosis songs through their whole catalog. I mean, I like pretty much every album they have. The later ones don't do as much for me when they got more into the post-metal stuff. But I think this is their first great album. The first two were kind of whatever. But this whole album's pretty great. That song in particular, that whole build-up and that huge riff in the middle, it's awesome. I love it. I listen to it all the time. I thought, you know, I played a Neurosis song earlier in the year, or early in the semester, and I feel like I needed to play another one. Great stuff. Check him out. Next up, if you know John Chang, legendary grindcore vocalist, used to be in Discordant Saxis, he retired from music, I don't know, a few years ago. I don't remember exactly when. And kind of from the ashes of his band, Gridlink, came this new band, Barren Path, who just released an album this year, which is awesome. Crazy, blistering fast, kind of deathy grindcore. I wouldn't call it death grind, but gets close at some points. Very technical, though. Absolutely insane. I don't play a ton of grindcore on this because the songs are so short, but this one, it is worth the shortness. It is Relinquish off of, again, their 2025 album, Grieving. One of my favorite albums of the year, you know? And there's not really much else I'm going to say about it other than you're listening to Relinquish by Barren Path on WMUC. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, that was Contusion with the song Countless Atrocities off of their album from 2025. Two 2025 songs back to back. Great stuff. I just saw them at the Pie Shop this Sunday with a couple great bands. Was it Gorod opened and Arkael opened, and then some Philly black metal band that didn't really do much for me. But the other two were great. And Contusion was awesome. I mean, just super raw, aggressive, kind of old school death metal. Not super old school, but just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Saying too much, probably. Either way, great album. Next up, we have Nithing. I think that's how you say it. Nithing. Nithing. It's like nothing but with an I. With The Seeping Pus of Ancient Wounds. This band is some crazy, like, avant-garde, brutal death metal. One of my... excuse me, sorry, I'm a little sick. One of my favorite weird brutal death metal albums that I've heard. Not that I've heard too many, but it's a really good album. But I don't have much to say about it other than it's crazy. I think it might be done by just one guy. I think it's like a multi-instrumentalist crazy situation. But all of his albums are pretty great. Especially this one. And again, this is The Seeping Pus of Ancient Wounds by Nithing, and you're listening to it on wmuc.umd.edu, Digital College Park. Here we go. All right, that was Rise from Ruins by Absent in Body, kind of a supergroup in the industrial slash atmospheric death or death metal, atmospheric sludge metal area. Scott Kelly from Neurosis is in that band. I think there's like one or two Amun-Ra members in that band, maybe. And if I remember correctly, Igor Cavalier is in that band. So pretty stacked lineup. Great song. Only one album from that band in 2022, Plague God, which is what that song is from. Great album. I think maybe a little underrated. I heard about it like last week when I got my haircut. My hairstylist told me about it. So, I mean, I'm glad I found it eventually. I love Scott Kelly's voice. It's awesome in that. And it's just some great kind of industrial, atmospheric sludge metal. Coming up next is Sepsism, legendary brutal death metal band, I guess, yeah, from the 90s, with their song Necrotic Flesh Rot. You are listening to WMUC, and here we go.
Yeah. unconvinced to the point of neglect.
That was The Absence by Degenerate Synapse, a great death grind band. And that's from their album Degenerate Synapse, self-titled, from 2023. Great record. I don't have much to say right now. Next up, sorry if I sound gross right now, by the way. I know I said it earlier, but I am sick, so I probably sounded a little different. But anyways, next up we have legendary Swedish death metal group, Dismember, with their song Defective Decay. I love the vocals on this track. They sound distorted and low-tuned and crazy. And it just sounds really good, I think. So here you go. Check it out. You're listening to WMUC, and this is Dismember. We'll be right back. All right, that was Incantation with their song Blasphemous Creation from their 1991 album Onward to Golgotha. Absolute classic. Before this last song starts, or before it really gets into it, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's tuned in all this semester. I should be coming back next semester. We'll see. But thanks for tuning in. I've loved doing this. And this is Lil B with Birth of Rap.
Lil B. Bass guy. King of rap, I could bet my money on that. Can't face the facts that a young guy killed. Give me another shot and I'ma come with my mask on. Seen a lot of growth since I came with the van song. Now it's 09 and I'm running with the bass guy. Fire in my eyes, mix my soul with the napalm. Mix and master, all I need is Dro and one mic. One pad, one pen, iPod, dim lights. Feeling like a plane when it's up and it's in flight. Dressing every day like I'm dead with the pinstripe. This few things that show I'm the raw. Spend the cash every day, so I'm balding like Spalding. Want beef, Black 6, how you balding like Baldwin? Your favorite rapper out, I'ma lay him in the coffin. No talking when I'm talking, cause it's legend, pay attention. Only time I sat in class is when I'm serving the detention. With Soulja Boy, get money. Every time I see rappers, all I'm thinking, I'ma get them. In the booth, in the streets, I've been known to tear and rip them. 15 and 16, eyes breaking down the system. Nobody could tell me nothing, I was living off my system. I thought it would be cool to go to prison, watching Hot Boys on BT, getting all these women. So I got my gold grill because I'm thugged out with them. B-Town, what a front I put on for my city. Who done did it for 6 years? Just reached 20. A lot of dudes I grew up with didn't see 20. Every time I have a birthday, I'm thinking God love me. Every time I hit the beat, man, I do it for my mom. Working hard every day, I'ma make it where it's mine. I'ma hustle all the time like Lil Wayne do. If you up against me, you get ate like grapefruit. My first reaction was like, just chill and stay cool. The rap game is slow, and it just ain't cool. Always jocking on my style, and just ain't you. Only time I feel you is if a bass boy do. Because I'm a rap guy, and a bass boy too. I can listen to the hate and put the volume on mute. So the only thing I hear is the horses in the coop. And when the roof go down, it remind me of my chick getting money off the floor.